hello, and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. The Radio Thrift Shop is a DIY celebration of music and radio from the past 12 decades of recorded sound. From jazz to jam, from samba to shoegaze, from acid folk to zydeco, you'll hear it all on the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, toward the end of the program today, we're going to hear an old-time radio show called Downbeat. But until then, we're going to trip up and down the dusty aisles of the thrift shop. Rest in peace, Leonard Nimoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. David Axelrod with Holy Thursday. Before that, Ronnie Foster and Mystic Brew. Boogaloo Joe Jones with Someday We'll Be Together. And we started off with Mr. Grant Green, Speak Low. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And I'll be back with more music right after this.
Maples, oaks, honey locusts, some of the shade trees most typically planted along city streets. But what kinds of trees wouldn't you want to have in an urban environment? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The trees you wouldn't want in the city are the trees that drop their leaves very frequently.
Nathan Heavers is an assistant professor in landscape architecture at Virginia Tech.
Some trees shed leaves not just in the fall, but periodically in small droughts, often during the course of the summer. Other trees have very large nuts or fruits that drop. They can be messy. For instance, the black walnut is a beautiful tree, but it's rarely found in cities because of the size of the nuts and the frequency that people will be walking under them. Another one that Americans don't tend to like is the mulberry tree, which drops its fruit and becomes messy on the streets. There are also issues with things like the other animals in cities, like the rats, can feed off of different fruits and nuts that you might find in cities. That also is a concern for a lot of people. Trees that you might not want to plant because of what they do underground are actually some of the trees that we plant. It's a bit of a trade-off. The red maple, for instance, tends to lift and heave sidewalks, break apart the structure of the sidewalk, but it also is a great shade tree and can survive some of the droughts that we have in the city. Evergreens tend to hang on to their leaves for a longer period of time than other trees. We don't see evergreens in cities because they have these fine needles that often get covered in the dust and the grime of the city. They grow well in very harsh environments, often cleaner environments where there is not so much air pollution as there tends to be in the city.
I'm Jim Metzner. And this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Paul Rimsmandale at Radio Survivor reports that Live 365, a streaming audio service that started in 1999, will shut down January 31st. The service made setting up an internet radio station easy for anyone. Quote, "We are sad that we are closing our doors at the end of this month. There are always possibilities that we can come back in one form or another, but at this point in time, January 31st, 2016 is the last day that Live 365 streaming servers and website will be maintained and supported," unquote, the service said. Live 365 recently lost some important investors and saw the expiration of the Webcaster Settlement Act of 2009, which caused cost for its services to webcast around 5,000 internet radio stations to skyrocket. Some online radio activists hope to renegotiate a lower royalty rate for independent internet stations, but there's no doubt it is more difficult to launch an independent internet radio station now. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC. Thank you. Celebrate Community Radio with DJ Frederick on the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. Mr. Grant Green there with the Beatles' I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Before that, we heard Barbara and Ernie with Somebody to Love. We started that set off with Mr. David Snell and the Crab Apple Jam. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're going to delve back in time to an old-time radio show called The Downbeat, which was broadcast on the Armed Forces Radio Service. Now, the radio show Downbeat has no association with the magazine Downbeat, and in contrast to most programs on radio at the time, Downbeat did not feature artists playing live in the studio, but instead had different musicians coming into the studio to play and comment on their records. It was broadcast between 1943 and 1948, and it was shipped to Armed Forces Radio Service facilities around the world on 16-inch, 30-minute, 33 1/3 RPM transcription discs. Without further ado, here's Downbeat.
It's Downbeat. Yes, man, it's Downbeat. And this is Gene Norman with another session of the most democratic thing on earth, American jazz. The golden era of jazz was long gone, and so were the colorful days of New Orleans. This was another era, the third era in the life of a vigorous music. Yes, it was swing in 1935 and 36, but only superficially. The music was the same as before. It had the identical New Orleans roots. Actually, it was jazz. Musicians didn't really care what the public called their product, so long as it was a good product. The late 30s saw the small combinations thriving in nightclubs in the big cities. Titans of the profession gathered together to jam such pop tunes as How High the Moon. Al Casey's guitar leads this inspired rock, raw jazz, spirited and unshackled, music of the 30s. Jazz made great triumphant strides throughout the 1930s. Color lines disappeared as musicians learned to work and play together with truly democratic viewpoints. Along 52nd Street, in Chicago's Loop, in the neon-splattered niteries on Kansas City's 12th Street, and in most cities throughout the land, this democratic music spread the gospel of democracy and the golden rule. Thank you. Jive Talk became popular among musicians and jazz connoisseurs, and magazines devoted to music made appearances on newsstands throughout the nation. Critics wrote long, profound treatises on the new art of swing and swingmen, as they were called in those carefree pre-war days. And still, the small combos made history with some fine wax, putting down such interesting sides as this. Led by Duke Ellington's great trumpet star, Rex Stewart, here's a group running through the riffs of Dutch Trees. While Bunny Berrigan was packing them in on 52nd Street with his swing trumpeting, Mussolini was swinging an instrument of death with Hitler's blessing and assistance. But the instruments of swing were blowing loud and long in America. Swing was the thing, and war couldn't happen again. And so the 30s ran into the 40s with a bounce tune. Every week, Downbeat brings you the great history of jazz, the music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, man, remember the future, because you're building it. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
This is DJ Frederick. I do hope that you've enjoyed this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Given all of the myriad of media choices, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for supporting independent community radio. If you'd like to correspond with me, my email address is wscs@colby-sawyer.edu, as in We're Sunapee's Classical Station, wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. And wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.